And welcome to Weird Weekly News. This is August the 15th, 2016. We are sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and a man by the name of ATN. Appreciate you, ATN, for sponsoring us. We appreciate each of you for joining us as we do this weekly news story. Beginning the news this week, a little boy uses a smartwatch to escape from a kidnapper. A Utah boy's quick thinking helped him get to safety after running away from a kidnapper this past Tuesday. Little boy identified by the name Aiden is 9 years old. He was walking from his house in Sarasota Springs when he had been approached by a man in an SUV. The man jumped out of the SUV and grabbed the boy, threw him in the back seat, put some duct tape on his mouth, and then told him not to move. As the man drove behind a shopping center, the boy broke free, ran from the edge of the vehicle, and hid behind what was a dumpster or a small container of garbage so the man could not find him. Then he used a device that's called, I think they call this like a wristwatch, but it's called a smartwatch. You can only dial a few people with it, but being his age, he dialed his mother, and his father or his stepfather picked up, and it also has a tracking ability where they can find exactly where you are. It gives you GPS location, and he called and yelled for his family to come get him, and they were able to come find the young man. The young man was not injured, and there was no sign of the apparent kidnapper, but his stepdad, answering the phone, was so thrilled to find his son okay and glad that this turned out to be a happy story and not a bad one. But kind of interesting thing, these new cell phone watches that have the ability to do so many different things. This particular one allows kids, like I said, only to call a few numbers like mom, dad, whoever, and it is good in emergency situations. In fact, the young man Aiden bragged about it and said he wishes his parents would be able to get other friends' parents to also buy a watch like this. It would help protect them in situations like that. What a good news story. Moving on in news. Now, this news story is about an independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. What's interesting about this story, it was about a young lady by the name of Dame Lowell Gottam. She had to resign as the chair of this independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. Basically, what's going on is they were appointed, or she was appointed, in 2014. However, while she was there, she did many things, and it was speculated that basically they were skewing the numbers, that things looked worse than they absolutely were. Not saying that things aren't bad around the world, but when you take the numbers and you try to make things to look absolutely worse than they were receiving inquiries and yet finding out things that weren't true, things that they basically made up. And in the investigation, it comes to find out that this lady had been doing that exact same thing through this organization, and it ended up that she had to resign. We need to watch these things that go on. You know, I have a good friend of mine that talks all the time about how if you really put things to the math, the actual accounts of kids being sexually abused or taken from families or kidnapped, generally it is not because of a child molester, but it's apparent through many other situations where maybe they lost custody. They wanted to get the child back. It had nothing to do with what people want to make us to look like. Basically, these things aren't as bad. Now, I'm not saying they're good, because every time somebody goes out and hurts a child, it makes those of us who believes in boy love an awful person. But that does not happen at the rate that people comment about it. News stories, if you'll notice, have been dwindling down. There aren't as many of them, and thank God for that. Hopefully that will continue. Hopefully you're no longer going to see every night a news story about a child abduction or a child being abused or a child being hurt. We do not believe in that. We have not, and nor will we ever support that. I hope people will understand that just because you're a boy lover, it simply means just what it says. You love boys. That's not saying you want to hurt them, do things bad. Never, ever, ever is that in our hearts. So it's good to see that this lady ended up having to resign because she was trying to make things to look worse than they absolutely were. I'm not saying things are good, but let's be honest. Let's watch what's really going on and be straightforward about what really is going on. Moving on, next news story is about a man who was convicted of child pornography. He ended up to have his jail sentence reduced. The man was found guilty of making and distributing child pornography and ended up having to have his sentence reduced by 6 months due to the abuse he was suffering while in jail. He was sentenced to 10 years in jail plus a $20,000 fine for selling what a judge called disturbing videos. He was convicted in May of 2015 while possessing, establishing, and distributing, and important, child pornography. During the raid, they seized over 8,000 videos and nearly 200,000 images from his home. Anyway, basically, based upon the arrest, when they finally put him into jail, he was being absolutely tortured, not only by the inmates, but by the jailers themselves. Basically, most of these movies were part of that Azov, and most of them depicted the nudist lifestyle of young people. They were not sexually involved. However, in the way the world works nowadays, it doesn't matter what we think, it matters what others think. But the fact is, thank God this guy's having his sentence reduced so that he doesn't continue to be a person to be abused while in the custody of the jail or by other inmates. It's an awful thing. I feel so bad for him and for those involved. All those people, they do not to be abused. It's insane the amount of the way that the justice system is, even over things so simple as this. And anyway, you guys need to be aware of what's going on in the world today. Moving on, in world news. Basically, I don't like to do all bad news, so let's do some good news. It's a little sad, but in Dearborn, Michigan, they are celebrating a 14-year-old boy for saving his sister's life. This past Friday, they ended up having to mourn the death of this young man when he was swimming and canoeing near Ann Arbor with his sister and his father. His sister started to struggle in the water, and his family said this boy raced to save her life. He saved his sister's life, but in so doing, he ended up being drowned himself. They tried to perform CPR, but he was not able to be revived. Sadly, while pointing out the fact that this young man gave his life for his sister, they are still saddened that they've lost their son. They say he liked to play soccer and he liked to make silly jokes. Isn't that something that a wonderful young boy, willing to risk his life for the life of his sister? We honor you today, guy. You're a wonderful young man. You're the reason that we care about boys worldwide. Moving on in story today, in Ohio, a 7-year-old boy was found trying to sell his teddy bear for food. Think about that. He's trying to sell his teddy bear for food. A southwestern Ohio police officer had befriended the 7-year-old boy who was trying to sell the bear for food. Responding to a call about a young man alone in the streets, the police officer found him last weekend in front of a drugstore. He told the officer he hadn't eaten for several days. Is this unreal? The officer took him to a restaurant to eat, and other officers went to his home, and police said they found four older boys living amid garbage and cat urine. Children's services have placed the children with other relatives. Their parents have pled not guilty to five counts of endangering children and are due in court next month. Now that is child abuse. That is something that we need to watch out for. What an awful thought. A seven-year-old boy wandering the streets trying to give away his teddy bear just to get something to eat. Talk about abuse. That is abuse. We need to be wary of the things going on around us. Always watch out, because no matter what, people try to make us look like the bad guys. When parents like this, they are the bad guys. They really are. Moving on in news. Quite an unusual story I read last week, and so I thought I'd share it with you. Kind of hard to put it this way. It's actually Great Britain's youngest Viagra addict. He just turned 13. He ended up taking up to 6 pills a night at teenage sex parties. Basically, he had impotence, and the only way he knew to cure it was to take Viagra. Now, think about that. He's 13, and he didn't want to disappoint his girlfriend. Is this insanity, guys? He was stealing things just so he could afford the pills, because they're not cheap. He was trying to do what he could do to make his girlfriend happy. Oh my God, what a thing. A 13-year-old boy now going out, taking 6 Viagra pills every night. That's insanity. I mean, truly insanity. I mean, you think of the funny joke, if it stays that way over 3 hours, oh my God, this poor child. Anyway, the police have finally stopped this particular incident. But how many times is this happening? It's insane. Unbelievable. The boy was buying pills, the little beef pills, for like a pound and a half every time. Unbelievable. When I read this story, I couldn't believe it. He was actually 12 years old when he became addicted to porn that he found on his cell phone. Oh my God, what cell phones can do now. We didn't have them when I was growing up, but kids can see it all now. And now they're out there actually having to buy Viagra to keep up with it. Unreal. I thought I'd sell this, guys. The youngest Viagra addict, 13-year-old British boy. Now that is a bit of an insanity. Moving on in news. Let's move on as quickly as we can. A Staten Island boy in New York was 13, ended up killing himself. He was a member of Holy Angels Catholic Academy. Basically, he said the staff didn't do anything to stop his being bullied. This is a sad story. It's about a young man by the name of Daniel Fitzpatrick. He was taunted and bullied, ended up having to write a note about how this awful bullying had gone on for almost a year. They were bullying over his size and also of his grades. They made fun of him constantly. But the thing that really just irked me is he had went to the principal and begged her help. He'd also went to his teacher and begged for help, neither of which did anything. What they ended up doing was they told Daniel's parents he needed to repeat the 6th grade, and he needed to do it at another school. Not at this school, but at another school. Basically, they were not there, not being there for a child who desperately needed somebody to be on his side. He was sad. I mean, think about that. 13 years old, he didn't know what to do, and he didn't know how to express himself. It's sad that a child of this age should actually find themselves in such a depression that they feel like they have to take their own life, that there's nobody out there for them. That's what hurts me, guys. As boy lovers, That's who we're supposed to be. People to be there. If someone needs us, we're there to be supportive. No, we can't do it for everyone. But damn it, there ought to be a way we can do things for kids like this who are at the end of their rope, who don't have anything left. All they can do, they figure, is to take their own life. His sister found the boy hanging by a belt into his closet. Basically, he'd taken a belt, made a loop, and then hung himself in his own closet. My God, that's the end of a story that just hurts me. A 13-year-old boy, he had his entire life to live, and then ended in this horrific tragedy. It's got to affect us all very deeply. It touched me in my heart, and I know it'll touch you as well. The mother said, you know, I know my son's dead, but hopefully, because of my son's life being given, this will help save another kid's life. What a nice thought for a mom who was choking back tears at the loss of her son. I'm just astonished. Even in today's day and age, where everyone should be accepted, that people are supposed to care about one another, that a child should end up taking his life. It's just astonishing to me. A very sad story for us world needs. World news this week. Boy, I can't even say the name world. That's unreal, gentlemen. Finally, for my editorial, I actually was going to do this on a different subject, but this morning I woke up, and on one of the websites, a gentleman that I had known for a while ended up posting this, just a small request, asking a really good question, and so I thought I would put it to you guys. Basically, this is how the gentleman put it. He said, without reservation, I love you all, but I also fear you all. Well, I don't know who to trust. So how do I deal with this? You know, as being BLs, trust is probably our number one situation and consideration when it comes to making friends. BLs have much more difficulty making friends with each other than any other group. And it's because we have to watch out. We've always been afraid. We're insecure. We're not sure who really will look out if we say things, or if we say this, we say that. I know many times on the boards we tell people, don't give any identifying information. Don't tell them anything about yourself. Don't tell them anything about what you like, where you live, anything. So who do you trust? I have probably one of my best friends. He and I talk about this frequently. How do you learn to trust? And who do you learn to trust? As boy lovers, trust is huge. I will tell you this. If I tell somebody something and I say, please don't tell this to anyone else, and then I hear it from another person, I've learned that person I cannot trust. It saddens me, but it happens all the time. I think about it. Let's just think you had a young friend, and you said, okay, I'm going to share this photo of my young friend's school picture, and I'm going to show this to a friend of mine, a friend I totally trust. And then a week later, you find it on the internet. It just destroys you. It hurts you to the core. This happens all the time. If you are a BL, watch who you trust. You can't trust everybody. But secondarily, we need to be able to. We need to find a way that trust is earned, of course. However, also, we're willing to trust and we're willing to accept people that may or may not agree with us. I know many times I read stories. In fact, there are several sites, one I was reading this morning, where people were welcoming a new member, and then two lines down, they were telling off another member because he did not agree with their thoughts. They were absolutely ridiculing this guy because he didn't agree with the exact same things that they did. You know, I'm going to tell you something silly. I don't like pizza. But you know what? If you do, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to criticize you. But as boy lovers, it seems that's the way we are. We become arrogant jerks to each other. We cannot continue that. We will never have people that trust each other, that care about each other, unless we stop that, unless we find a way to overcome the silliness. I was reading a story today where a guy said, okay, I don't agree with this policy. And boy, when he said that, three others came behind him and started telling him off. Why? He has a right to believe something, just like you have a right to believe something. Herein lies the rough. We are never going to grow until we learn to trust and accept each other for who we are. We can continue to be boy lovers, but stop being cruel to each other. Learn to trust. Learn to be trustworthy. Trustworthy. That's an interesting thought. Many of us want to trust, but are we trustworthy? Remember that, guys. Whatever you do, be trustworthy. I appreciate you joining me. I've hoped you enjoyed the news. Kind of an unusual news this week. But you know, that's what we're going to do. A little bit different. Off the wall. Many good news stories. Some bad. But I appreciate you joining me. Okay, this has been Weird Weekly News. Weird Weekly News. Sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. I'm your DJ Gorf. This is, again, August 15th, 2016. Signing off.